explains a different problem. All right, so we're just updating our position on the Rambam a little bit over here to say that it's not just a makom that's roy, but a reshus harabim is quite literally the rabim's domain. It is the domain, and it has to have that quality of a makom harabim. But it's going to be defined that way through two ways. One is that it's a makom that is choshev to the rabbim. It's shayach to the rabbim. There's a tzorach of the rabbim in this makom. If it's in the makom, the whole area doesn't have a shayachus to the rabbim, it's not going to be a makom or rabbim. And that's like Avraham ben Aram says in the tshuva quoted by the Kesef Mishnah, that the Bika and the Karen Zavis and the Istavonis, all those cases, even though it's possible, even though they have reshus to enter, there's no tzorach there, so it doesn't have the shame of makom rabim. Makom rabim, though, it has to be like an ideal. Makom rabim is in an ideal form, so it has to be that it's something that they need, something that they need, and something that they have access to. So, if it's lacking in either one of those things, it won't have the quality of a makom rabim. Right, let me put that down. That's a good way to put it. Yeah, so just expressing a little clearer that the reason why it has to be ideal is because it's not something that we're making. It's not a product. It's not something that we construct. When you construct something, as long as it functions for what you intended it to work for, you call it the thing. The person makes his own shtender. We have a couple of shtenders in the yeshiva that only the owners would call them shtenders, right? Because they made it, it was their kavana, and okay, you can put a book on it. So for them, so you'll say, I made a shtender, right? But, not your father's. But that's because it's a constructed thing, and it's going to be imbued with the shame of my kavana sasiya. And as long as it can function, then the kavana of the asiya has an expression, and I can say, okay, it's the thing. But Rishuyos are not the Rishus Rabim, according to the Rambam, is not a constructed Rishus Yachid is constructed, but Rishus Rabim is not, right? So what makes it the shame of the Rabim? It's only when it expresses the idea of Rabim to the highest degree. Now, as in things that are not constructed, then the shame, if it's constructed, it gets the shame by Kavana Sa'osa and the Hazmana and all of those things. But when it's not constructed, it only gets the shame because it truly reflects the idea. You understand? But that's only if it reflects the idea in the perfect form. Otherwise, there's Eino Darasof. Any small amount, you can always go a little less and always go a little less and say, oh, then everything is just Rabim eventually. But it has to be idealized. So idealized means, that's how he says it. It has to be two things. It has to be the most useful to them. That means it has a tzorech to the rabbin per se, right? And it's usable by them. It's noach for them. So it has to be two things. That's what I'm calling the makom choshev of the rabbin. That's what I think is the idea of the rabbin in a positive sense. And that's why, for instance, bein hamudim, if in this context this is the best way that they can use it, and it's part of a makom choshev, then it can be internalized, it can be folded into the derech. Right? If you just can go by roy, then you can have a difficulty with like bein hamudim. But if you say it's really a makom choshev of the rabbim, and the derech before and after is the perfect one, and now this is functioning with it, so then you can include it in the chashivas of the whole thing. You can extend a positive quality. Once you're putting it into a positive quality, then you can say there are extensions of it and inclusions of less perfect forms in the most perfect. But if it's just roy, it's hard to say how you're going to include roy when something is not roy. You know what I'm saying? And so in all these other cases, you say, well, once you have, the problem is, how do you include something in a roy? That's what bothers me. You have to have some positive quality. You can say, okay, now a derech is a makom choshev of the rabbim because that's the nature of derech. So therefore, one spot in the derech is going to be bottled to the whole thing. You understand? But it's only bottled to another, to a chashiv entity. I don't see you can have a bottle to a roy. It's not roy. Okay. All right, so starting the Gemara, Amar Rav Dimi. What is the kiyosa Rav Dimi? Amar Rav Yochanan. That what? That ain kamas p'chusame arba. So Rav Yochanan's statement is not difficult. That it has to be 4x4 in order to be a karmelis. But Rav Sheshis' statement gives the Gemara difficulties. It's vitofeses ad asara. And it's toface, it grabs its toface up until 10. What does that mean? Rashi says begova ad yud. Okay, so the Gemara says maybe tofeses ad asara means that it needs to have the height of 10. Right? Right, Rashi says begova. Vitofesis begova ad asara. I still don't know what that would mean. It's still a difficult expression. So it means say that what? That if it had that you need 10 tefachim of a mechitza. So how do you have a 10 tefach? How do you have a mechitza 10 tefachim? And it's a karmelis. So Rashi says it's a it's in an area that's beis asayim and it's lohuchat l'dira. So the Gemara says, no, that can't be. That can't be. Why? Because you have a case that what? It's an interesting case. What's the case exactly?
There's a wall in the house that's only... the wall itself is not 10, and the roof makes it 10.
Right. The wall itself is... well, at least from the inside, if you measure the wall from the inside, from the floor to the roof, you'll have 9 tefachim, let's say. Right? But if you include the thickness of the roof itself, then you have 10 tefachim. So what's the din in that case? So it says, on the roof, you can carry. Rashi, digavoa yud. So that's a rishus yachid. But inside, you can only carry 4 amos. Why? So you see, it's not that you need Yud Tvachim to be a karmelis, on the contrary. When it's not Yud Tvachim, it's a karmelis. Then what? Okay, so what does it mean Tofes Zadassara then? That can't be what it's talking about. Tofes Zadassara can't be talking about the in other words, the Gemara is trying. Apparently, these two statements were made somewhat together, yes, right? The Gemara is trying to be mefarish the statement of Asara in the same way that it's mefarish in the same way that the first statement is meant. The first statement is definitely the dimension of the place, right? It's not pchusum eidalad. So it's trying to understand that's a dimension. So now it's trying to interpret the second statement also as dimension, right? But he says, that can't be. That can't be because, on the contrary, if it has less than 10 tefachim in mechitzas, it's a karmelis. So what does it mean to fess the asara? Go ahead. That up until 10 tefachim is karmelis, Rashi. Stop.
Isn't that weird?
1 second. So Rashi says that what does it mean? It's ad asara, meaning to say the avir of the karmelis. That once you have karmelis, like a yam or a bika, now he brings in the normal cases, right? Or even, interestingly enough, even the karpef, which is really a rishos hayochid midaraisa. But Rashi's learning it as a shame karmelis as well, like a double shame karmelis midarabanan imposed over the shame rishos hayochid midaraisa. What? The when he says they made it look like a karmelis in terms of one thing, right? Not clear that they. Right, it's not mashpa, but Rashi learns that he actually has a shame karmelis. Anyway, so therefore, what? The shame karmelis knows avir is also a. Avir also has, that's from the Rashi we're doing before. There's the shame of the Rishus in the Karka, and there's the shame of the Rishus in the Avir. So this is addressing how high the shame of the Rishus of Karmelis extends above the ground. So it says the shame Karmelis only extends 10 tvachim. So what would that mean? That would mean like this, that what would that mean, Rashi says? It would mean if you threw something against the wall of a Karmelis, right, higher than 10, it would be considered like in Makom Patur. Or if you caught something in the air above the Karmelis, 10 tvachim, it'd be in the Makom Patur. You could take it from that spot, l'chatchila, and move it into Rosh HaSeichot or Rosh HaSarabim. It's in the Makom Patur. Just like the Avir above Rosh HaSarabim is also not Rosh HaSarabim. Okay? So he's learning it's the Avir. It's the Avir of the Rosh HaSarabim, of the Karmelis. It's Tofes es Shemo Adyoy. It's interesting, but that's Tofes es. That the Rishus is Tofes the Avir Adasara. Tofes es. No, that's a good point that Staub is making. In other words, and Jeremy also, I think the same point. In other words, I think the Gemara is saying now Tofes es Adasara could be interpreted like Ein Karmelis P'chusa Me'arba. Right? Isn't the Gemara say it on the other side? No, it means to say that this is one of its... The Avir of the Karmelis is not a natural thing. That's part of its... That's part of its... that's one of the things that it's given. Now, it's in its structure, it has this. I don't know. Let's think about that. Okay, one second. So now Rashi launches into a whole explanation of why it can't be talking about anything but the Avir. How do you know it can't be talking about anything other than the Avir of the or the Pnei HaKosel? Right? Why? But it can't be talking about any surface. Why? It says if we're talking about what? Where does he start? E is Bay Arba, if we're talking about an area that's four tefachim wide. So then that's Pashat, that what? Dilamala Me'asar Lo Havi Karmelis. Yeah, the Marsha doesn't like this, right? The Marsha doesn't like this this Girsa. He says the Ron's Girsa is better. That the Ron's Girsa of Rashi is better. That what? That above 10 is not a makom patur. That's what the Gemara is trying to figure out. So he says that what? But anyway, it's same basic point. That you can't say lamala miyud is a makom patur because it's really it's a rishus yachid, right? If you had an area that's 4x4 with a height of 10 tefachim, then it's going to be a rishus yachid. And if what? And if it's less than Dalat Tfachim and it's lower than 10 Tfachim, how could it possibly be a Karmelis? It's a Makom Patur. So you can't say that a Makom that's 3x3 and less than 10, you can't say a Makom that's 3x3 up to 10 is a Karmelis. Karmelis can't be less than 4. So what does it mean that a Makom, what does it mean? You can't say that it's saying a surface. You can't interpret the statement that there's a surface that up until 10 would be a Karmelis, and above which is a Makom Patur. There's no surface that would fit that requirement. Why? Because if it's a Makom of 4x4, then above it is a Rishus HaYachid, right? And if it's a makom of 3x3, less than 4, then below it is a makom patur. Right? Then below it is a makom patur. Then less than 10 is a makom patur. Right? But there is possible to say one case. What's that?
We even did kite the Karmelis. Look at the platform in the Karmelis. It came in the late stage Dalid on the same Avir Karmelis.
So maybe you'll say like this. What about an Omod that's not 4x4, less than 4x4, and lower than 10, in a Karmelis? Right, in a Karmelis. Maybe you'll say that what? That the Avir above that Amud is a well, that's the question. He's talking about the avir above the amud or the amud itself, or the surface above the amud.
Amud itself would be a makom for.
It would seem so, right? It seems the makom itself would be a makom for the surface. No, that's what the Marsha interjects over here. Shame avir kamilus alav. Right? He doesn't want to say that the makom would be a kamilus.
Why?
You have to think about that. But he seems to be saying that it's the avir above that would be a kamilus. Right? Maybe you'll say that the avir above an amud that's less than 4x4, higher than 3 and lower than 10, is a kamilus. If that is contained within a kamilus. Okay?
It can't be.
You only talk about its dimension, its width, and then you'll use this rule. The rule is saying there's an object, there's something which, if it's higher than 10, is a makom patur, and if it's lower than 10, is a karmelis. Right? That's what we're looking for. We're looking for something that would fit that description. Lower than 10 is karmelis, higher than 10 is makom patur. Right? So you're right, it's very easy to find things that are higher than 10 are going to be makom patur. You're right. If this object, which is less than 3, which is less than 4, and higher than 10, would definitely be makom patur. But that's not a chiddush. That's not the problem. The problem is, will it fulfill the other thing, that less than 10, it is a karmelis? Right? So he's saying, Rashi seems to be saying that al pisvara, it should. Right? Al pisvara, Rashi seems to say, it should be a karmelis. But why is it not? So he says the problem is that the Gemara says on the next side that a karmelis the karmelis is constructed from the kula of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and a kula of Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Right. Mikuli Rishus Rabim and Mikuli Rishus Yachid. But here he's focused on Mikuli Rishus Rabim, right? That, and since, so the Karmelis has the Kula of the Rishus Rabim. It's a strange way thing that Rashi is saying. It has the Kula of Rishus Rabim. So therefore, there can't be, and by a Rishus. So therefore, there cannot be any case that a Karmelis would be more Chomer than Rishus Rabim. That's what he's saying.
He's saying from a kula, from all the kulas of a certain type of rishus rabim, right?
No, well, it's specifically the kula of yud tefachim.
Right.
The kula of yud tefachim is what they took. That's what the Gemara says, right? So, by a rishus rabim, what would be the din if you had a makom patur in the rishus rabim? Yeah, the ivory above it is a makom patur. The whole thing, everything above it is a makom patur. It and everything above it is a makom patur. So that's not possible to now say that we're deriving the avir of karmelis from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and you're going to have the avir of the karmelis behave in a more chomer way than the avir of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Can't do it.
This has nothing to do with Yom Tov, right? This particular case.
It has to do with the avir.
Right, that's with avir.
But you see the Ran, and many Rishonim argue. So the Ran... The Ran says, no, it's not true. The Avir above that Makom would be a Karmelis. Why? Because Motza Mizmino V'Niaro. Right? That what? It's Motza Mizmino V'Niaro. The Ran is on page 4. Kiyasa Rav Dimi. Oh my. He doesn't even quote Rav Yochanan. He just says Kiyos Osir Rav Dimi Omer. That's what the Ran has. But anyway, It's right before Omar of Gidal. Right? He says, Eilu Divi Rashizal. Bachayim Kasru, Dafilu Bedover Amasuyam, Ika Lukma. We could go and chain Roch of Dalit, the Koi Bekamlis, Davi Kamlis. Dinei Dikoi, Ki Agavne Bershus Arabim, Makom Peturu. Bekamlis, Motsam Minas Mino Veneer. Okay, so that's based on a principle that everybody agrees with. Because there's a case in Erevin like this. Case in Erevin like this. If you had a Mavoy, how are we doing on time? If you had a Mavoy, right? So let's say the Mavoy, you had a Mavoy with a Lechi. So the Mavoy, let's say now the Mavoy was Rishus Yachid. Okay? And but you have an area, you have a small area that's a Mokom Patur in front of the Mavoy, between the area of the Mavoy that's a Rishus Yachid and the outside street, there's a small area, like in the Skufa. Right? Okay? That it has the dimensions of a Mokom Patur. So the Gemara says that if the outside street is a Rishus HaRabim, then it's mutter to go from the Mavoy to the Askufa, or from the Rishus HaRabim to the Askufa, because it's a Makom Patur. But if the outside area is a Karmelis, then you can't carry from the Rishus HaYachid onto that Makom Patur. Why? Because it's Motza Minas Mino Veneer. In other words, the Makom Patur is too different from Rishus HaRabim. So it'll retain its status of Makom Patur. But the Gemara seems to be considering like a Makom Patur as a really like a Karmelis that doesn't have its full shear. So when it meets its kin, it'll make up for the lack of shear.
So it's a
Karmelis? And it's a Karmelis. Nope, it has the din of a Karmelis now. So that's a principle. Everybody agrees that. Look in the Rambam. That's how you paskin. Motza minas mina veneer. So why would Rashi... That's why Rashi has to explain why you don't say it here. Because you really should. It's a principle. Mm-hmm. All right, so we have to explore this a little bit further.